Please remember that the Lucy Pod is not a replacement for professional medical advice. If you have questions or concerns about your own amazing brain, please speak to a medical professional. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Lucy Pod. I hope that you are all well and are staying safe. Oh my God, it feels so weird to be back. It has been a while. I actually don't know what to do with myself. I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to sound. Should I write a script for this episode? I feel like those YouTubers who come back from like a 6 month break and they're like, oh my God, it feels so weird to be in front of a camera. Like, what do I do with my hands? That's as obnoxious as that is how I feel. I don't know what to say. I don't know where to start. I have many, many updates and things to share with you all. But before I do that, I just want to say, let's do a little check-in because it's been a while. I want y'all to let me know how y'all are doing. Do you have any exciting ADHD developments that have happened in your life or just exciting things that have happened? I like to hear what's going on in my followers and community's lives. So please, please share. One day when I become, you know, super, super popular and I become like a famous podcaster, I will open up a Discord and it will be like a cute name, like the Pod Corner or something. Like, I will have a Discord where we can have these conversations. Don't worry, that will be occurring at some point. So let me know how y'all are doing, whether that's in the comments, in DMs. I want to hear what's happening in your life, given that this episode is going to be a nice chunky update for y'all. So the biggest, like, first update, which I already kind of announced on my socials, but I didn't talk about at all on my podcast, is that I have changed medications. I am no longer on Concerta. I am now taking Vyvanse 50 milligrams. So for a while, I want to say for the past maybe year, I've been not happy with Concerta. I switched to Concerta, I want to say, in like 2019, and I liked it for, you know, that time. And then this past year, I've just not at all been happy with Concerta. Not happy in the sense like I was sad, but I just wasn't very satisfied with it. I didn't feel like it was working anymore. And that's not to say that medication stops working or it wears off. This is purely my experience. Do not let my experience dissuade you or persuade you in any way or to get paranoid about medication. Just for me, my life, my personality, it felt like the effects were wearing off. And for the amount of work that I'm doing and the way that my life is at the moment, I needed something more strong. So I was torn between just staying on Concerta and thinking like, this is just a passing feeling. You know, sometimes medications don't agree with you. Or if I was to go back on Ritalin, which I loved Ritalin. Ritalin was the first medication that I chose to take, and it was super effective. I loved the way it made me feel. It really, you knew when it started working, it would sort of, I don't know how to explain, but my brain would reboot when I would take it, which everyone's like, that's literally sounds like you were taking drugs. But it really, really worked. But towards like, I don't know, 2018, which is when I switched to Concerta, it started making me feel very, very, very anxious. Well, I don't know if that started to make you feel anxious. I was experiencing anxiety. And when I stopped taking it, the anxiety kind of went away. So I was like, either it's a coincidence or not, but like, I'll just switch to Concerta. That's working for now. So I was torn between like, oh, like maybe going on a higher dose of Concerta or going back on Ritalin. And it was not torturing me, but I was thinking about it quite a lot because every day I would take this medication and be like, it's not going to be as effective. It's not doing what I want it to do per se. It's not, you know, I'm becoming more forgetful. I was getting more tired. I was just not as organized as I am. And people could say, but that's like a personality change. Like, you know, medication doesn't make you more organized, but I'm actually quite an organized human being. And having the medication really eliminates like the struggles of being organized. And I felt like I had all of these barriers. And the only way I can explain it is it felt like it was wearing off. I don't know how else to explain it, but that like the medication wasn't being as strong, the efficacy was wearing off. And so instead of torturing myself any longer about should I go on this, should I go on that, I went to my psychiatrist who prescribes me with my ADHD medication. And I explained all of this to her, and she's, you know, went through the options. And the first one that I kind of liked the sound of, because she explained it really well, was Vyvanse. And I'd heard her refer to Vyvanse every time I went to see her, prior to, you know, me not liking Concerta and asking me, you know, are you happy with the Concerta? Because there's Vyvanse, this new one that a lot of people with ADHD are taking. And I was like, I don't want to take that. I'm happy with my Concerta. Just because it's a new sort of emerging thing doesn't mean that it's going to be any good. I'm not interested. I'm happy with what I'm on. Then she explained a bit more about it, how it works, sort of the benefits for it. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to give it a go, and I'm going to try it for 3 months. And if by 3 months there's no issues, I'm going to try it for 6 months. And if after 6 months there's no issues, I'm going to keep going. Obviously, if after 3 months it, you know, didn't work for me, I would stop. But that's usually how I like to do things with medication, unless the side effects are severe before that. I always give myself 3 months and then 6 months, and usually I make it past those times. And I have made it past. I love Vyvanse. I started taking it, I want to say, like 6 months ago. Let me count. Hang on. Yeah, almost 6 months, like 5 months. So I've been on it. I love it. It is fantastic. It's 50 milligrams. It's working. It feels like it's doing what it's supposed to. It's feeling like what I wanted the Concerta to do, but that it just wasn't doing anymore. I love it. It's great. I feel myself again. I feel more organized. I feel like, yep, the ADHD is not running my life. I felt like when I was on the Concerta, the ADHD was taking over my life again, which is a really not great thing, because even though ADHD is a big part of my life, it always will be. I am ADHD. I don't want it to feel like it runs me. Like, I manage the ADHD, not the other way around. I hate to sound corny and girl bossy, but it's like, you don't run me, I run you kind of situation. So I'm really glad that it's working. And another benefit that I want to talk about with Vyvanse, because these are big, big updates that are happening now, is I no longer drink. Vyvanse has made me go stone cold sober. And before I talk about alcohol and go into this, I want to make it clear that this isn't coming from someone who has like a drinking problem or anything like that. I'm not going to be talking about sobriety in the sense for like people who struggle with alcoholism. If that is something you're interested in, there are other podcasts that cover that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm merely talking about a side effect from a medication and the benefits to not drinking, specifically when it comes to being ADHD and being a drinker. So I just want to make that very, very clear, and that I am not an expert in sobriety or alcoholism and anything like that. I just want to make that clear, because whenever I say to people, oh, I'm sober, they like give me this sympathetic look and they go, oh, that's so brave. I'm like, oh, no, not like that. I mean, like, good on people who are sober for that reason, but no, not, it's got nothing to do with that. So I just want to make that clear. So yeah, Vyvanse. I was reading about Vyvanse when I went on it, because I like to read about the meds I'm on, and I read a study about how Vyvanse is not only used to treat binge eating disorder, because it is one of the side effects is appetite suppressing, but it's also used to treat addiction. And I was like, that's really interesting, because a lot of people are like, oh my God, people with ADHD shouldn't take medication because it makes them addicted, you know, it makes them do this, but it's actually used to treat addiction in ADHD and non-ADHD people. And I believe that that element of it has treated sort of the alcohol thing, and that then frames it as, oh, so you had an addiction to alcohol. No, but what I found is when I started taking it is when I would drink alcohol with it, I didn't like the feeling anymore. Like I don't mind the taste, but when I would drink and I was on Vyvanse when I started, it made everything feel slower, which it's like, of course, that's the effect of alcohol. But I don't know if it was a newfound sort of sense of like, I don't need to drink, or the drug, or it was combined, but I didn't like that feeling anymore of feeling slow, feeling like, oh, I've got this thing in my body now, like this alcohol, and everything's moving in slow-mo. That feeling made me feel very, very, very strange. And so that kind of put me off. And then when I would go out with people and they'd be like, oh, we're going to drink now, I would drink and then I would start to feel unwell. And I'm thinking maybe I've developed like an allergy, but not unwell in the sense of like, oh, I'm going to vomit or I'm getting hives. It just, I would have a sip and I'd be like, I'm full. Like I can't drink anymore. It really, really put me off it. Like I just didn't, not that I developed an intolerance, but it was almost like this, oh, I can't like have this anymore. It's like when you have food poisoning from a specific food. Let's say you had, I don't know, chips and you got food poisoning from chips. And then for like a while, when you look at chips, you just can't really have them. They're not the same. That's kind of how I felt with alcohol, but nothing bad had happened. It's just, I started taking this medication and it just completely cut off any sort of desire or appetite for it. And then slowly, slowly, it didn't even become a thing about taste or anything. I just didn't have the appetite. So usually like when I would go out, you know, for dinner with friends or family, I would order a glass of wine or a cocktail, you know, nothing major. And then I just started like forgetting to do that. Like it was such a big part of like, oh, like we have drinks, you know, you go out after work, you go out with friends, you order drinks. It's a very like normal thing to do. And you have a couple of drinks. I would always like, it just never, I never had the drive to do it. I just stopped having the drive to be like, yes, let's have a drink. Or when you come home and it's a nice day and you're out sitting outside, you know, on the veranda, oh, I'm going to have a nice, you know, cocktail. I stopped having that desire. I just didn't want, I just don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to drink anymore. And so now I have not been drinking for, I want to say about 3 or 4 months, and it wasn't even a conscious decision. I didn't actually sit down and say, I'm going to stop drinking. It's just I started to be like, I don't want to do it anymore. Like this medication or whatever is happening in my brain and body is like, I don't need to do this anymore. And it just kind of happened. So I have stopped drinking. And to be honest, it's actually really beneficial for everyone to not drink. You actually don't need to drink. Drinking is bad for you. I'm not going to give like a whole self-righteous spiel about how you shouldn't drink, you shouldn't smoke, you shouldn't do drugs. But I do want to talk about the benefits to not drinking, especially when you are an ADHDer, real quick before I get into my other update, because I do think it is important. So as we know, there are like many negative side effects to drinking alcohol in the average person. Even though alcohol tastes good, it makes us feel good. Some of people's best memories is when they've been drinking, and it's such a huge part of everyone's life. You know, you go to a nice restaurant, they have wine pairings, you go to a different country, you want to try their wine. It's a very normal thing. However, we know, we've always known, we just choose to ignore it, that alcohol has so many more cons than it does pros. It has so many disadvantages than it has advantages. And that is incredibly obvious and highlighted with people who are ADHD. So for those of you who don't know, so early alcohol use with people who are ADHD is like very, very common. So there was this 2018 twin study and it found that more severe childhood ADHD was associated with earlier alcohol use as well as frequent or heavy alcohol use, which is wild. Then there was another study, a 2015 study, and it stated that people with ADHD are also more likely to engage in binge drinking in early adulthood, which kind of adds up to the whole like impulsiveness behavior of ADHD and the binge drinking and like going all out and just not really caring about the consequences. It really goes hand in hand. It's like it's a devil's partnership for an ADHDer and alcohol to be friends and to meet up. Like it is so, so, so dangerous. Then there was another study, I should have done it in order, a 2009 study, and it found that participants with ADHD were more likely to show signs of alcohol impairment, even when asked to complete tasks that typically decrease impairment. And then the biggest one, which is like the biggest issue, is that it has been found across several studies that alcohol impairment or just using alcohol can aggravate the symptoms of ADHD, such as impulsiveness and difficulty focusing. And in addition to this, long-term alcohol use is associated, like heavily, heavily associated with difficulties with cognition, decision-making, memory, speech. These effects can worsen symptoms of ADHD. So that's the biggest thing, is that alcohol for anyone does not enhance their life. It decreases a lot of, you know, health and all of that. But in ADHD people, it is actively worsening your brain and making things worse. And your brain is already complicated enough. It already struggles with a lot. And alcohol just kind of aids in that impairment and in those issues. And it also can impact your ADHD medications. Like, there are some ADHD medications where it is incredibly dangerous to drink alcohol with. Vyvanse being one of them, I think. I don't think in Australia it is. Some of the studies I read were based in America, but I remember asking my psychiatrist and she said, you can drink with Vyvanse. It is safe to do so. However, I don't recommend anyone drinks on any medication sort of thing, whereas some other studies that were based in the States, like, it's highly recommended you don't. Good thing I don't, but an FYI to people who are on Vyvanse and who do want to drink, make sure that you talk to your psychiatrist and let them know, because they might have different ideas for you. So it is incredibly, like, problematic to drink while also being ADHD. I just want to go back to the medication. So it was Ritalin and Adderall, which are commonly, like, the common ADHD treatments. Apparently drinking alcohol with those can cause, like, a racing heart rate, high blood pressure, and trouble sleeping. That's pretty, like, that's not great. It doesn't help at all. And I just would say, as a caution, it's just best to avoid drinking while you're taking ADHD medications. But of course, you are all adults. You'll know what you're doing. So as long as you've checked with your doctor, it is for the best. You know, you do what you got to do. So that's that. I've stopped drinking. I'm completely put off, and I'm actually glad. I don't miss it. I don't go into restaurants or see people drinking and think, oh my God, the idea of actually drinking makes me feel very like, oh, I'm going to feel lousy. I don't want to. And I take my meds every day. So it's like, why am I doing this? I don't want to, like, do any sort of interactions with my Vyvanse and the alcohol. I just don't want to. And yeah, I save money and I get to live longer. I used to always say that to people who would tell me that they didn't drink. I would say to them, well, not only are you going to be richer, but you're going to live longer. And they would laugh. So I hope you all are laughing about this. So I don't drink anymore. That's the second update. And then the third update. So this one is one that I've always heard since I was diagnosed, like, if you do this thing, like, you will feel so much better. It is good for your mental health. It can help with your ADHD. It won't cure it, but it can really help. It gives you a sense of motivation, a sense of purpose. And I was like, I am not going to become one of those people. I'm not going to become those shallow, obsessed people who do this pathetic thing. Like, get a life. You're an idiot. Da, 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 da. I am officially a gym rat, or I should say gym brat. I have been going to the gym 4 to 5 days a week now for the past 3-4 months, and I love it. And I used to judge people who would go to the gym, and when I say I'm a gym brat and, like, all of that, I'm not those people who, like, do the powerlifting and who weigh their food and who are competing. I'm not a gym junkie in that way. Respect to those people. I'm not like that. I go there because I love it. I am obsessed, and it is great for me. It is enjoyable. It's fun. It's nearby, and it just makes all the sense in the world to go and to do it. It is now, it's become one of my hobbies. So it's like, I have to go to the gym, and I have to do reading, and I have to do my writing. It's become such a big part of my life, which sounds, people are going to think that is so sad, like, going to the gym. But honestly, whatever exercise you can do, whether it's walking, running, dancing in your room, yoga, Pilates, it is good for your brain, and it is good for the ADHD brain. And when I say exercise, I don't mean, like, you have to fork out money to get a gym membership, get fancy gym clothes and go to the gym and do-da-da. I just mean anything where you are moving your body is a good thing. You don't have to be a pro at it. You don't have to have a trainer. I don't have a trainer. I go to the gym. I do my routine, and I feel fantastic. I just feel fantastic. And it's the time when I feel like my brain is truly silent. So I don't meditate. I can't do meditation. I can't do mindfulness. My brain is never silent, even with my meds. When I'm exercising, it is the only time where my brain is truly silent. And without the, you know, without coming off as a wanker, it's when I feel like when I'm at the gym, it's when I'm doing mindfulness, even though I'm not being still and I'm moving and I'm, you know, obviously my, you know, I'm doing an exercise, I'm working out, my brain is completely silent and I'm just, it's just kind of like this autonomous thing. It's like breathing, which sounds again, so, so wanky, but it's just like, it just comes to me. Like it just happens. It just happens and it just works. And I absolutely love the way it makes me feel. I also do the sauna, which is another fantastic thing for my ADHD brain, because I can just sit there and my brain is silent. All I'm focusing on is the heat, and you just, you know, the heat is heat. It's just a feeling. And I just love the way it makes my brain feel. And I love going to the gym. It's fantastic. It works with my life. Obviously not everyone has to go to the gym. Not everyone has time. It has to work with your lifestyle, with what you have access to. But if you can, try and get movement in. And I used to roll my eyes at people who would say this, because it's like, go to hell. Like, why are you telling me to exercise? Like, who wants to exercise? But exercise doesn't have to be like the gym workout. Like I said, it can be dancing, walking to the shops, like walking around your block, running, yoga. It can be something so small, and it just makes your brain feel a lot better. So my life has changed drastically. Like, I am a new woman, guys. I disappear for like, I didn't disappear, but like I'm gone for like a month, 2 months, and I come back on new meds, not drinking, a gym junkie, spouting all this stuff about exercise and how drinking is bad. I am a, you know, I have come out because I feel like a Mormon. I've been recently watching that was so ADHD. I started watching the Secrets of Mormon Wives on Hulu, about, you know, the Mormon TikTok mums. And I am seeing a lot of parallels. You know, they don't drink, they're always in workout gear. You know, they're talking about how their body is a temple. They sometimes exercise. Like, I feel like a Mormon wife. No, I am nothing like a Mormon wife. I wouldn't even be allowed to be a Mormon wife. And you can look that up in the history of racism in the Mormon church. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. That was a very ADHD moment, but hey, this is a big, big episode. I'm updating you all on my life. So those are the kind of key major updates. I have quite a few episodes in the pipeline, and I have quite a few ideas that I want to develop and make into a new episode. But my next episode is going to be rather interesting. It's going to kind of be a continuation of a certain theme we have going on in this one, and I'm very excited to hear your thoughts on it. I'm excited to hear your thoughts on this episode. I want to know, are y'all on a different medication? Have y'all been on the same one your like entire sort of diagnosed life? Do you work out? How do you feel about exercise? Is it something you do for your mental health, or something you do because it's a part of, like, you know, your job, you're in a competitive sport or something? And some of y'all, do you drink? Do you not drink? How do you feel about alcohol, specifically ADHDers? I want to know all of that. I want us to have a talk about it. I want to keep this conversation going. And yeah, so I'm back, guys. I'm here. Hey, there'll be more episodes coming out on the usual platforms, Facebook. See, guys, I'm not used to being back. I don't even know what platforms I'm on. I think I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, RSS, you know, all of those, Amazon Music, da 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 da. And then you can follow me on Facebook and on Instagram and on Threads at The Lucy Pod to stay tuned, to stay updated, and all of that good stuff. Wow, I feel like the YouTuber who's just come back and they're like, comment, oh my God, it feels so weird saying that. But yeah, it's good to be back, good to be recording, even though it feels so crazy. I feel like I haven't done it in ages. I really need to stop with this bit. So I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Please leave your thoughts in, you know, the comments, in DMs. I really, really want to hear more, talk more about ADHD and fitness, ADHD and alcohol and medications. Let's keep the conversation going. And I will see you all in the next episode. I will see you all in the next episode. Stay well, stay safe, and yeah, talk later. Bye.